can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo.
Welcome to the fucking world.
Indeed.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you found it here of all the places you could have went with the world of opportunities and whatnot, and you came to the podcast. I find that on a mathematical level to be incomprehensible.
Yeah. Well, you fucked up. You lost the lottery.
Where is it?
Where's what?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me.
So we should do this quick because I still have to finish today's comic.
Oh, shit. You done did it now.
Yeah.
You done stepped us right in a trap.
Well, like, I had a few errands to run today, and Lewis Black is coming to my school, which is awesome. So I bought my ticket today, but it ended up being like a 3-hour excursion. So
3 hours and countless whores, no doubt.
Plus, I got dishonored, and that's been distracting. So
you were dishonored?
I got the game.
Mom is not going to be happy to hear about that. Yes, great. What? Cool. Nobody cares about you.
I was just saying that's why I'm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give myself, give you justification for.
I'm sure all the starving Africans who die because of your slow comics will understand when their families are heard by the news.
That's really well crafted. Really good joke. Humor craft here on Super Brophy Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should name our podcast.
We should name it Complex Idea Humors.
Okay, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we not have anything?
Oh, I was reading an email.
Oh, well, fuck you. What are you doing? You're always like pre-pro, and then you don't pre-pro.
Like you do pre-pro, but then you don't pro.
You don't pro it. You just pre.
If anything, it's a pro.
Yeah.
But even that is saying a lot.
Indeed.
You're very flippant today.
Am I?
You're flippant.
I'm more flippant than usual.
Flippant Filbert. What's a name that starts with Fl?
Florence.
Florence, flippin', flappin', flip, flap.
See, I'm flippin' today, and you're having a speech impediment, as usual.
No, I'm not. My speech is...
We don't have to argue about that.
It's pediment.
Well, let me tell you something. I only have enough memory to record 1,500 more hours. So, let's get this moving.
Do you have enough memory to record even 1 second of actual knowledge?
Do you want to write a comic about the new Bob Dylan album?
Yeah, panel one.
About how he sounds like hammered shit.
Oh, no. How could you say that?
I know, I love the new album, but he sounds like shit. Like he's on death's door.
Ugh.
He's knocking on death's door.
I gotta say, it was okay, but there was this one song that was like 9 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it was like the same 8-second loop over and over again in terms of like melody.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I couldn't let it live.
I liked that song. I couldn't
survive it.
It actually was better. I was less annoyed by it when I listened to it like with headphones.
Well, that's how I did listen to it.
Well, there's a lot of very long songs on that album.
Panel one. Hey, did you hear the new Bob Dylan album? Two. Did you say Rob Grillin?
Also, it's not that new. It's like
wait, you didn't hear the punchline.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
No, you didn't. I didn't even say it yet. Only the two panels. Did you hear?
I actually do love this album, though.
Wait, are you listening?
I'm not trucking here.
Am I coming through?
Yeah.
Are you listening to
my... No, I'm just ignoring you. I was trying to move the conversation in a different direction. So I don't want people to misunderstand when I say that he sounds like Hammer Shit, because I think it's a good sound.
Where did you think my comic was going, other than that fact?
I don't know.
He says, you hear the new Bob Dylan album? Panel 2. You mean Rob Grillin? And then panel 3 is a Bob Dylan comes in. He's like, hey, guys, could you keep it down? I'm trying to die.
No, probably shouldn't do that. That's not how, I mean, it's not how I want to pay respect to one of my favorite musicians.
Yeah. It's not really how I want to either. I would much rather revere him and treasure his legacy, but, you know, sometimes comedy calls.
Yeah.
I would say that maybe it's a silly.
Didn't we decide we weren't going to do sillies?
No, how can you not? Why do we have these long, boring conversations?
No,
you don't take away
the fucking gem. Shut the fuck up.
You shut up.
I remember the decision was that if I'm doing like a situation where we only do one a week, then I would do a silly.
No, asshole. Yes. You don't remember. You don't.
That's the last thing I said.
No, you shut up. You pick an arbitrary point in the conversation and you decide that is when it ended. Where in reality. What we decide is if you ever want to do a 0.5 comic, if you want to do 1.5, 2.5, or 3.5 comics a week, and in any of those scenarios, we could do like a half comic's work.
Oh.
You dipshit.
So if I did a silly, like, I wouldn't even do a sketch layer. I would just fucking wing it.
Yeah.
Just fucking wing it.
You could do it at this point.
And no color. Just line.
Yeah. Well, you could do a color.
And all the characters are talking ticks.
You do color that would take you like a couple minutes, just like a nice.
I'll do a color. I'll do a wash, like an ink wash.
Yeah, well, whatever. Something.
If you do a wash, you get a lot of respect in the artist community. A wash.
A warble. What are we talking about?
Well, this all started when I suggested that we write a comic about Bob Dylan's new album, which was clearly a mistake.
I wrote that comic. If you don't like it, it's on the cutting room floor.
I mean, if you want that to be our comic for this week or whatever, or this day, then I'll just do a silly and be done.
All right, alternate punchline. Bob Dylan comes in, he says, hey, boys, you want to be on a guest star on my record now? A new record? A deluxe edition.
So you didn't like the album that much?
No, not especially. I thought it was kind of boring. And
give it another listen.
Yeah, I
think about half the songs are really good, and the other half are like a little slow, but they grow on you.
Yeah. It's just like I don't think anything that he does is ever going to compare to like Time Out of Mind. Mm. You know, like he definitely did hit his pinnacle.
Yeah. Oh, of course. This is not his best album. Like, but
so I'm not even saying it has to be the best. But I'm just saying like there's a few albums that like really peaked.
I liked it better than Modern Times. I thought it was a better album than that one.
Oh, I kind of like that. Why are we doing this?
Because it's music talk.
No, it's not. You're being crazy.
Do you want to write a comic about the new Mother Mother album?
No.
I think Mother Mother is a one mention in our archive. I think that's all we need.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to. If they want to slip us some wetbacks, then maybe. I guess that would be hard for Canadians.
Dude, they made like $2 on that album.
Listen.
Who even knows who that is?
Nobody. Mother Mother. I think they're getting some traction.
I mean, they have 4 albums now. They should.
I think they're doing shit. They're socialing their media and going places.
Their lyrics are really dark, by the way.
They've gotten dark.
I don't know if you've noticed.
They've gotten a little dark.
But this album was very dark. It was dim.
I'd say good, overall, it was probably my least favorite album. Not saying a lot since all the Mother albums are great.
I liked it better than Eureka.
Discounting
the first two songs, which are my favorite Mother songs. But
the first two songs of Eureka might just be my favorite two songs of all time. I haven't decided, but might be. But also Infinitesimal off the new one is superb. Superb, I say.
My favorite was Little Pistol.
No, your favorite was Infinitesimal. You just don't know it yet.
Okay.
You have no sense of decent sequence.
Their lyrics are very sexual, and they always have been, but now it's like sexual and
sexual? I don't know. Even on the first album, there was a pretty dark song that was pretty sexual and dark.
Oh, yeah. Well, you mean the one about voyeurism?
Yes. And then there was, on the second album, there was a song about doing it dirty in the underage hay fields of the barn.
Yeah. The hayloft.
Hayloft? That's the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if this isn't like a huge commercial.
No, it's a little darker. It's a little darker. But
yeah, I mean, it was...
Not bad, but
no,
not...
it was great. It's good. Not very good album.
I like them to be upbeat. Keep it up. Don't get down, mother guys.
For some reason, like with most forms of media, I tend to like more upbeat things. But in music, I don't mind it if it's a little bit more sad.
Yeah. See, I want everything to be upbeat. I like don't really like listening.
You should just listen to ska. That was probably the best a cappella ska I've ever heard, just letting you know.
Thank you. I don't even know what it was intended to be, but if it came out of ska...
Casey's going to really appreciate that. His favorite music is ska.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that I'm glad I was able to reproduce the sound.
Bring it. He really brought it.
Look, I'm not a braggadocio, but I will say that... Has it really only been 12 minutes?
Jesus Christ.
It probably sounds like I didn't want to be here. But, yeah, that is the truth.
Is there any comics left in the archive? Or, like, in your docket?
Panel one, my friend. Mm-hmm. We got a green box. And then, that's it.
Are we just hanging it up? We're very close to 150.
Hanging it up, hanging it up.
So we could just get, you know, some nice, easily dividable number. We get there, and we stop.
You can't see this, but I'm, like, doing some crazy wrestling moves. Like signs. Wow. Yeah?
I don't know what that means in response to what I just said.
Let's be honest, Eli.
What's going on over there?
Okay. The jury is out on what it is that even you did say.
I've forgotten. Astonishingly enough, I've forgotten what I said 20 seconds ago. What were we talking about? What did I say? I have no idea.
Yeah,
I got the fucking memento disease again. I can't remember. I just cut off, and now I'm like trying to piece together my past.
It was troubling.
Should we write a comic about memento disease?
Yeah. Yeah, panel one. Oh, panel one.
Oh, it's like backwards.
Get backwards.
We had the punchline first, and then you like.
Oh man, gonna be hard to do this.
You do it. You construct it. Backwards.
The whole construction of how Memento is shot.
No, I know how to do it.
Three panels?
Well, yeah, sure, or whatever. It could be four. We just take a comic from like a year ago in the archive, and we just put the panels in reverse order. Because nobody will remember it, and then it'll be like...
So many of our punchlines are in alternate time, so if we reordered it, it might just come off as like just straight up storytelling, like... This happened, then this happened, then this happened.
But you know what we do to like hint at it as a trick?
What's that?
We do a mirror image of our names with the copyright symbol, and we put it on the left side of the comic. So you like look at it, and you're like,
oh, God, why are we fleshing this out?
Oh,
shut it on up.
See, I'm a fucking genius.
Panel one. Bromance shoots Trev Dog in the back of the head.
Giving the fans what they want.
And then panel two, he's like, I need to find a pen. I need to find a pen. And he can't find one, so he forgets. And then panel three is, he's like, I'm the bad guy after all.
Do you think that people are going to care that we're spoiling Memento?
What? What's that noise?
I've told you about the stompers, right?
No.
People who live above me just are always just stomping.
Oh, as in the ones who stomp. Yes, you have told me about
that. Yeah, it's incessant. It's like my entire life. It just becomes white noise after a while.
Chip chop, chip chop.
Yeah, it's awful.
Did you stop hitting the ceiling with your broom?
Yeah, it's just... I have to be very drunk and have a broom in close proximity, and that hasn't lined up recently.
Excellent.
So, it is what it is.
It ain't what it ain't. And that what she...
It taint what it taint.
And that what she does is what she did.
We're not doing anything.
When do we ever do anything?
I always like there's a lot... Every time I go into a podcast with the intent of, like, starting the comic right away, it never starts before...
We did it last time.
Before 20 minutes.
We did it. We started so startlingly fast last time that people were
about
probably...
It happens about as often as, like, a white whale sighting. Like, it's very...
All I'm saying is that we got into it so quickly... pardon the sexual nature of those words. We got into it so...
I didn't catch on to that. But now that you've painstakingly pointed it out, I can't help but think about it.
Anyway, I think we've writed the comic... I think we've writed it so quick that people were probably...
Fucking I'm hear this say, shit?
What, do they have high heels?
On
their feet?
I know it's... I know they're women. So there's the problem.
Typical.
And me and my friend were watching... a TV show like at 2 a.m. and apparently the bass was pretty loud, and like, so she came down and was like, can you turn your music down? And my friend was just like, we weren't playing music, and that was true. And
yeah,
okay. But I didn't feel bad because it was fucking Vengeance, because fucking stompers.
Oh, so what you were saying is in the setup of the story that you were playing music?
No, we were watching a show.
Oh,
she thought we were playing loud music.
Well, she should have been a little bit more general with her line of inquiry. Then,
exactly.
Perhaps
not a good detective.
Good.
She would not have made a good detective.
Guten Tag to you, madame.
And we were actually watching a show about a detective, so it you know, is ironic.
You should go stomp on their breasts.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm taking
this
it back.
This just from... got... This is like an Eminem album now. We got it.
Well, what I'm doing is I replace feminism with negativism. It evaporates.
You hear the sirens? there are literally never sirens here, ever. And then we were gonna record, and there's sirens.
It's like you look out the window, and it's like. Philadelphia Hospital. Yeah. It came for you.
Literally don't even live like... Well, there's a road, but it's not like a used road. Like, it's not... God damn it.
They call it the Barren Road.
Yeah.
For it is as barren as the wombs of a young lady with no eggs.
Ew. You're vile.
And listen, that was a natural progression of that sentence.
It's kind of how you talk. You just have a stream of consciousness going.
No, I don't. If anything, I've a very, I would say, fierce backhand serve of consciousness.
All right, I'm not going to argue that for the sake of my psychological well-being.
Tell them to go stomp it up their lady parts.
Dude. Take it easy. We're losing our lady listeners by the second.
But I'm not saying that all women are negative.
Are floor stompers?
Yeah. It's just that you know who you are.
I honestly want to know what they're doing up there, because I don't get how you make that much noise all the time.
Are you sure it's their feet?
Like, what are you suggesting?
They could all have like marbles on strings, earrings, you know?
I don't think that's what that sounds like.
I'm just saying, if they're clicking, clacking zippers, you know, sometimes you walk around with your zipper on the floor and it clicks and clacks and clacks.
My best theory is that they are playing squash. That's the only thing I've really been able to think of.
They must be playing with a few squash balls.
Yeah. Maybe juggling.
Juggling.
I'm also pretty sure it's only the person in the room directly above me, so I just got the shit end of the stick.
What some might call the not so good end.
The not great end. The lesser end.
The end that, given a choice, you would have not preferred.
Yes.
See, what I like the end of the stick is the gold end of the stick.
The gold end?
Yeah, like one end is gold. That's the end I do prefer.
What kind of a stick is that?
It's a poop gold stick.
It's got poop on one end and gold on the other.
Yeah, maybe you've heard of the Amazon jungle, of which they are eponymous. Amazonian poop golds. You know, they're a wobbler.
I don't have any kind of witty response to what you've just told me.
They are a wobbler, a very pretty bird.
All right. Let's get serious.
Are you saying that my ideas about the Amazonian shit poop gold stoop are not valid?
You mean stick. Why can't you say words?
Why can't you just let it go? Who's got to say words?
I'm trying to have a business partner who knows any languages. And right now you have a very tenuous grasp on one language.
That is not, I would say, mathematically sound.
I would say that you have an 80% grasp on English.
But I have a 120% grasp on syntax.
What?
Like the underlying structure of math and logic.
You're a knave. A knave, sir!
I'm a scallion.
You're a rapscallion.
Okay, so you want to do a comic, or was there something else that was happening?
I wanted to do a comic. I've been wanting to do a comic. Otherwise, if this gets to the 25-minute mark and we're not writing a comic, I'm just going to do a silly about that Bob Dylan idea.
Holy shit, that's... No, we don't want to do that.
Well, you better get motivated then.
Shitballs, man. I'm not prepared for this kind of pressure.
Well, you have 2 minutes.
Alright, fine. You got me this time, Copper. But I ain't never gonna give you up Jimmy Two Talks.
Jimmy Two okay. Talks.
Jimmy
Twat Twister.
I can't believe you went there.
Yeah.
I can scarcely understand that.
That's by far the worst thing that's been said on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna say. Okay, so do you want to do a GIF? I have a GIF one.
Oh shit! Are you kidding? Why you gotta make me do GIFs? There's so much effort.
It's just two frames of animation.
So you said last time.
No.
And I spent hours.
It's what I not said. Animating it. It's what I not said.
What?
It's not. It's what I not said last time.
What? Can you like try to change? You say you're the master of syntax. I think you need to work on that.
I can only do it once you get to second order logic. Stuff gets a little bit hard to break down.
All right.
So I'm just going to say that that's not what you not said, not time.
I feel like in the last like 15 podcasts, you've just had a sort of a mental regression. I don't really know what's causing it. Maybe we need to do some tests on you know, Philadelphia water supply, but
I mean, I'm not gonna say I didn't not have a few
beverages,
libations, as they're known in Philadelphia.
You had some cervezas.
I wouldn't say cervezas so much as cervezos.
Uh-huh.
But let's just say that they were a heady couple of drank.
Like literally heady? Like they had a lot of head on?
Yeah, like heads that have eyes.
Oh, that sounds unpleasant.
Yeah, no, it's not a beer way to be.
Not a beer way to be. My new single on vinyl.
You got a B2B.
Email me for the lyrics.
The lyrics are, you got a B2B, because if you don't, then you are a stupid guy.
I wish any of this material was usable.
What? In terms of what?
I was going to say the comic, but also the podcast. Because.
All right. So we're on track. I'm going to say, can you do a GIF? All there is a guy jerking off.
I don't want to do that.
Not literally penis jerking, all right? You got to make me be crude.
He's jerking off a horse.
What do horses have?
They have dorks.
Flatulum.
They have pistols.
Pistol poppers.
No, like P-I-S-T-I-L.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
they're plants.
Knows.
They're made of plants.
Yeah, because male and female reproductive organs.
What?
Everyone knows about biology.
And stamens.
Everyone learned of human...
They have like a stamen mixed with their cloaca.
Well, everyone knows it's about... Everyone learned after space...
Camp?
That... No, just after space, everyone learned that penises are on men and... Male humans.
Men and male humans.
Well, just that union between the two sets. So, can we write... Can you do a penis? Can you do a little, like a hand motion?
Wait, is this a real idea?
Yes.
Why? All right. What are you doing? What are you doing to the comic?
You're going to find out once I pitch it, all right?
All right, fuck.
All right, so what we have is...
I probably don't want to do this. I'm just letting you know in advance.
No. It's part of a storyline.
Why would you pitch the idea of the GIF before you pitch the actual idea?
Because I just want to make sure you're down to clown with the GIFs making procedure.
I'm not necessarily down to clown. GIFs take a while.
It's going to be... It's
also,
gonna be...
why are you making me do GIFs of hands moving?
Well, it's going to be a whole arm motion, all right? Oh. So you're going to have to do an arm.
You're saying this is only going to be two frames?
Yes. You got the up and the down.
Oh.
A one and zero. Okay? Are you mature enough to handle this? Because I'd like to move on.
Do you mean immature enough?
No. I mean, can you stop laughing at pee-pee? For just a second?
Okay, I'm good. I'm cool.
All right. Let me close myself. That was a little perturbing. Okay, so remember how I'm a moon man? We've created the implication that perhaps I'm a moon man.
Oh. I mean, I didn't think that was a real implication, but...
But perhaps we don't know.
Don't you say that you're not a moon man?
Well, the see, I'm under the impression that the joke is that was a joke. I was denying it.
What?
Oh, you're such a dipshit. Anyway.
You do articulate things better.
I'm articulating things in perfect terms.
How many drinks have you had?
Just a cerveza and a cerveza and a cervezi.
So you've had three.
Well,
for you, that's like 10. So
I would say one.
You're wasted.
I'd say one. One.
You've had one cerveza.
Well, one cerveza, and yet another cerveza.
So that sounds like three different things.
Well, I'm just saying, that are they three, or can you really, once you get to the number one...
I mean, two of those things aren't things.
What you're starting with is one, and then you're getting to this other number, which is totally unrelated, in my opinion, three.
But you're very drunk.
No, I'm not.
If you've had... All right, let's theoretically say you've had three drinks.
Okay, in theory.
You have the alcohol tolerance of a sick child.
of a sick Chinese child.
Yes. So I don't know how we're supposed to get any work done with you having...
I have ideas already from
I'm
when...
I'm pretty sure you don't even have a liver.
I have a liver, if not an idea, for the comic. Now, are you going to get on board?
Should we write a comic about how you have no alcoholic tolerance whatsoever? Because you're a baby man?
You have a baby stupid idiot.
And then we could, and then like we could contrast it with my severe alcoholism.
Yep. Sounds good. Anyway, so listen. So what I have as a comic is that the moon calls me on my cell phone.
Okay, starting off, you know, we're going away from contrived ideas. That's good.
And I look at the caller ID and it just says the moon, and there's a picture of the moon, but it's like ringing, like, you know, just like when you look at your phone you see who it is, but it's like, yeah, it's the moon. So, and then I'm like, oh great, it's the moon. And then I'm like talking to the moon and I'm like, yeah moon, uh-huh, yeah, sounds great. And I'm meanwhile I'm doing the jerking off motion, like, oh, listen to this guy talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Is someone else there?
Yeah. Someone, I have to be like with like you or somebody while I take the call so I can like complain to you about it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when somebody like is on the phone, they make a rude gesture for your benefit as you're watching. Yeah. So it's like, that's what
it's not even, it doesn't even have to like, the gesture doesn't have to emanate from your crotch. Like it could.
No, it could be like way out. It could be way up in my chest. Out,
yeah.
Off to the side.
That's what I like usually would do if I was on the phone.
It's like you're just jerking off a dick in random three-dimensional space, like wherever you are, happen to be making the gesture.
Because really, dicks could be anywhere in three-dimensional space.
They could be anywhere. They could be on a groin.
Yep.
Because that's, yeah, where penises where they grow. Go. That's where they go and where they grow.
Where they go to grow.
Where groin, where the dicks go to grow.
Ding. Yeah.
Ding. I dinged it. You see how I dinged it on day?
On day? Did you just call me on day?
Señor on day? Yes. Let's go.
All right.
Yep.
Cool.
I have got a comic for you. It's the one I just described.
All right. What's the end?
I don't know.
I guess we don't really have a punch.
Well, it could just be like my
maybe antics, the punch, like, is that the moon crashes into the earth because you could see your gesture through the window. You got mad.
Oh my god, that's perfect. No, all I have to do is in panel 3, I just be like, oh, you saw that? Oh, that's perfect. Good job.
Because we could just have the moon, like, sitting outside the window.
Oh, that was fucking teamwork. We did it.
So, but not the part about the moon actually crashing into us?
No. We don't...
Just, like, the awkward...
We don't even need to show the moon.
Yeah.
We shouldn't.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. But you are standing by a window, I think.
No, I think we have to be staying outside for it to really... makes sense, because it's like a little weird, like, oh, the moon saw in your window. Yeah, try science.
Okay, so it's nighttime.
I would say, yeah, try science.
I mean, you can see the moon in daytime sometimes, but
it doesn't even have to be. It could be an ambiguous, I guess, whatever. It could be daytime. The moon can probably see better at day. If I was jerking off in the night, you wouldn't be able to see that. Yeah, make it daytime. Fuck that. Science.
Is it gonna be clear enough that you're actually talking to the moon and not someone like a Chinese man named Moon?
Oh, it's going to have like, you're going to have to like do a really good job of aping caller ID to like really make it incredibly.
Well, I could literally put a photo of the moon in there. But
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm saying that could just be something you did as a racist on your phone.
Well, then we can really punch that right in the dick by just.
What if instead of like saying.
No, it's simple. Like, we can just overkill it in the setup. We're like, oh, great.
Let me see the text.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, when the moon calls me, it's like, oh, great. It's everyone's favorite satellite. You know? Natural satellite.
I think that, I don't know if you're going to like this as much as I do, because you usually don't like my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the guy with you is bromance, and I think he's like really cracking up in two because that's the kind of thing he thinks is funny.
Sure, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Or maybe not just maybe not cracking up, but like has a big old grin on his face.
Yeah, yeah. Or we have the thing where, you know, you're like putting your hand on your forehead and you're pointing. Eh, maybe that's a little hammy.
Putting his hand on his forehead.
You know, people like they slap themselves in the forehead and they knock themselves back and point like they're having a grand old time.
Oh yeah. No, I think he'd just be grinning. That's too much.
Yeah, yeah. Hammy. So, yeah. I don't know, just the idea that you're on the phone with the moon and you're like jerking the dick off. It's like, that's just so funny to me. Because, like, how could you be like, oh, my time's too important for this?
Yeah.
and then, yeah, that's a really good punchline. So,
yeah, good. I'm actually glad I came up with something.
Yeah, that was you gave me the block of marble and I chiseled it. That was it.
Or bad. Vice versa. I don't really know which.
I know. I think I do. I just said it.
All right. Cool. We did it.
We did it. So let's actually write it now.
This should be a pretty easy gif since like it's not like a big hand. It's like a little.
But I mean, you're gonna have to animate at least the whole like. From the shoulder to the hand, like, because your whole arm moves if you're doing that trick off motion. Like, I want you to really sell the motion.
Yeah.
Because if it looks like at all unreadable, then it won't work.
We're also continuing with the trend of comics that I cannot show my professor.
No, it's like every other one you can show him.
Okay.
Look back.
I'm gonna see him on Thursday. I keep pushing it off because I'm lazy.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves that.
He doesn't care. He's a chill dude.
Okay, but yeah, I would say. You haven't shown him any yet?
No.
Well, why don't you just show him like all the ones?
Oh, I'm gonna show him everything. Everything I can from the archive.
I was gonna say maybe like keep three so you have a buffer in case we don't have come up with any that you can show him.
Oh, okay.
Just keep three.
I mean, I'll also like ask him if he wants to see like work from the beginning or if he wants to see just more recent stuff.
Okay. But yeah, you still have some recent ones there.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So I think this is a good comic.
Mm-hmm. Very funny. So I'm one. You're like looking at your phone, right?
No, I'm just on the phone. I'm like just staying there, like totally straight. I'm like, oh.
So, trying to think how I'm gonna do like the where you are in this one, because it should be clear that you're outside at night. For it to make sense, I feel like.
We already decided that due to science, it's a daytime.
Don't you think that people might be, like, confused? Because maybe not everybody knows that the moon comes out at daytime.
Those people are not welcome here. Be gone. That is all.
True.
That is the science explosion. Shout out to all science. Okay. I don't
think this one needs a lot of text.
Yeah, probably not.
It's probably not. A very simple one. I think you've also kind of got the face like you're rolling your eyes. And...
Yeah, yeah, totally. That's totally it. Like, yeah, yeah. Try and sell the whole body language, if you dare.
Yeah.
If it isn't everyone's favorite natural satellite, is that like the technical term?
I don't know if natural satellite. Maybe we'll say, like...
Let's just cut this shit. Don't bother thinking. We can just easily Wikipedia moon, and it will tell us.
Tell us a lot of scientific terms.
Why use your brain, you fool?
What?
Is the moon is the only natural satellite. Thank you, Wikipedia. I am smart. You're welcome. God, I'm such a dickhole. I'm gonna go home and kill myself. Oh, wait, I am home. Yeah. Oh, now it's doom. Okay. Darn hats. I guess that's enough.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend of mine's calling me. This is awkward. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, why don't you answer the phone and make a jerking off sound into the microphone there?
It's a Skype call, too.
All right, Patrickman.
Nah.
Can you do that?
I don't want to put him on the spot. I probably could. I could probably add him to the call. but I don't want to.
Who is this?
It's Sagar.
Yeah, I don't know. If
he hasn't called me on Skype, I think, ever. So I don't know why. It's like, you know, it's when it rains, it pours thing. It's bullshit.
I think that we could definitely break Sagar. I don't want to kill that poor boy.
I mean, he's going to Yale. He's got enough stress to deal with as it is.
What he's got is a full road ahead of him, because Yale, my friends, is a school for gentlemen and scholars.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
All right, we done.
Should I pitch here?
We didn't do our sync up this time.
Oh, you! But...
We can do it now, right? Wouldn't that work?
One,
two,
one,
two,
three,
four,
five. Are you doing it slowly?
Not really, no. I'm so doing it as fast as I can react.
Okay, I guess that lag is just a little crazy, and it gets double back to me.
Maybe I am slow, though. Who knows?
Well, then it'll match your slowness on the rest of everything you say when I sync it up, and you'll sound like a normal human being.
God, it keeps calling me.
Oh,
I don't want to decline it because I don't want to be mean. Should we just end the podcast so I can talk to him?
No, like, tell him to chill his fucking dick off.
I mean, we're about done, right?
Yeah, let's. We don't want whatever.
All right, well, let's just wrap it.
No, we're not even. Are we sure we're happy? We haven't even discussed the.
We just said that we're happy.
But do you really get
in three? Does bromance have like a grimace?
He's just like, ooh, you know, like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, actually, I'm forgetting to write things down again.
Well, by forgetting, you mean you're not doing it.
Well, yes.
It's like you're not just forgetting it; you're forgetting to do it. It's a double whammy. Yeah, in New York City streets, they'll double ticket you for a double whammy. And uh-huh. Then you get four tickets. You can take that to the bank. You'll have to, because you're going to be paying money. Burn. What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. Hurry up, Chauncey.
So you have a normal face and one?
I was kind of just seeing it.
Oh, wait. Aren't you looking at your phone?
Yeah, I was. I'm imagining the phone taking up most of the like a lot of the panel, and like it's over my shoulder. Like maybe see like the side of my face, or the side back of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how like it's. I find it weird that you forget things, because when we talk about these comics, like I have an image of it in my mind, and I remember what that image is. So I don't understand, like, how is your visualization... I'm not insulting you. I just understand how your, like, visualization process works.
Because by the time I get around to doing the comic, it's, like, a week after we've recorded it, and I'm a semi-forgetful person, so I just kind of go with what makes
sense. So your image, your, like, visual image just fades, and
you... Listen, you try and draw a comic fucking 5 days after you wrote it, okay? And see if you get everything right, if you didn't write it down.
But like, I am very conceptual in that way. Like, I remember the visual image I create
when I first
got
the idea. I'm Jacob. I'm perfect.
I never said I was perfect.
Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than birds.
Well, birds are pretty fucking loud, so that's crazy. But let me just say that I think the 200 ideas, give or take, that I've written down, compared to your zero ideas,
they speak... What's happening?
What?
Your connection is... What's happening to it?
Listen.
What
I was doing...
Are you there? Fuck.
Oh, you bastard.
Hello?
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 One sec. Hello?
Sure.
So anyway... I don't know what kind of point I was maybe making before, but the fact that you've written bromance grimacing, even though not nary a minute ago, I said not that.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't recall. Was I typing when you said it? Because that
probably means I wasn't paying attention. No, that was when you were like, oh, maybe I should write this down.
Oh, that's right. I remember. I just kind of wrote it because it was like in my head.
Yeah, it's like, this happens all the time. It's like, you come up with an idea, of how you think something should be, and then we talk about something that is better, and then you just don't, you don't write that information to your memory.
A friend of mine actually told me that in the football comic, they liked that it was a like a high school jock more than a football player.
Well, they like it once they already see the comic, and the comic's already in their mind.
No, I thought about it too, and I like it better like that too.
Well, ain't this just a fine dandy coup?
I'm just saying.
You turn around, all of a sudden you turn back around, and your ship is captain wrecked, otherwise known as mutinied.
Uh-huh.
Don't you a hummy, you
uh-huh.
You crisscross deviant.
I'll crisscross your deviants.
No, you... Oh, please don't. It sounds like someone is playing marbles.
Nah, to me it just sounds like some loud-ass stomping creaks.
Jesus, creek fuck my eye, Christ.
Creek stomps. It's a new thing on Broadway.
River stomp.
No, it's creek stomps.
Crackle pants.
All right, we done?
Are we done? You tell me. You yes. tell me.
Yes.
How dumb we are.
I have to pee.
With this fucking comic.
I think nature is telling me that we're
really dead. Don't. I don't mind doing it, you know?
Don't mind doing what?
The comic.
What?
Keep up with the times.
Thought I was, but...
Nope. You missed a one.
I missed a one?
That's all, folks. I hope that everyone out there enjoy your Christmas... And everyone out there, you enjoy your times. Times New Year.
Enjoy Luigi time.
Luigi time.
That's a goal!